This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Chris Kirk picked up his fourth victory on the PGA Tour last weekend at the Crown Plaza Invitational. It is a pleasure to welcome Chris Kirk back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I heard you say that you were nervous coming down the stretch. More nervous than you'd been in the other victories, or why nerves?
Yeah, a little bit more so. The other times that I've been in that situation, I really felt like I was kind of firing all cylinders and hitting the ball really great. And obviously, a lot of aspects of my game were really good this past week, but wasn't really that comfortable with my driver or really my through with, especially the driver. I just wasn't hitting it that great, and so just because of that, was a little bit more uncomfortable than I normally would have been overall. Just trying to kind of manufacture it a little bit more.
You know, you talk about not being comfy with the driver, and I guess the drive on the 18th hole went a little left. How tough was that second shot?
It was kind of a tough angle. Thankfully, I didn't really have too much issue with the trees. I could get it over that one in front of me pretty comfortably. But coming out of the rough, got a little bit of a jumper and kind of a tough angle. So yeah, I don't think I was really going to do a whole lot better than I did.
I've also heard you say, Chris, that this tournament in particular is an important tournament to you. Is that because of the venue? Is that because of the history, Mr. Nelson, or maybe a little of both?
For a lot of reasons. I was able to go to Colonial twice when I was in college, my junior and senior year, for the Ben Hogan Award presentation. I was the finalist my junior year and didn't win, and then came back and won the award my senior year. So it's always been special to me because of that. And then once I got on tour and played the tournament a few times, and just sort of realized that it was a course that really suited my game really well and had some good results there. And then the people there, the members of Colonial Country Club, have been really great to my wife and I over the years. And we've really enjoyed the town of Fort Worth as well. So it's a lot of reasons why it's a very special event to me.
Has that made you want to learn more about Hogan? Did you know a lot about Hogan before winning these awards, or has that made you kind of more of a student of him?
I still wouldn't consider myself a student of him. I have an incredible amount of respect for Mr. Hogan and have studied his swing a little bit and some of the history that's gone along with his career. That probably came more after my involvement with the Ben Hogan Award, I'd say.
You know, you talk about his swing. And you've got a gorgeous rhythm to your swing. Do you ever lose that rhythm? And if you lose that rhythm, what do you do to get it back?
Oh, thank you. I'll lose it from time to time. It's probably, me getting out of rhythm is probably not as bad as some other guys getting out of rhythm. Really, the key for me, especially when I'm under pressure and nervous, is just to stay really, really patient with my swing. And that's kind of the thought that is in my head most of the time, make a patient swing. There's no need to rush the transition. Just sort of I like to sort of feel like it in my transition. I like to feel the weight of the club at the top and have that nice pause and then let the weight of the club bring it back down. And so as long as I'm staying really, really patient with my transition and making a nice, smooth transition, then usually I'll hit it all right.
You got pro-ams every week. Do you think most amateurs would play a little bit better, Chris, if they just slowed it down a little bit?
Yeah, especially on the first tee on Wednesday. We see some pretty guys get a little bit nervous and a little bit fast. And, But yeah, I think you could definitely learn a little bit from that. And that, you know, that's one thing that I try to convey to people is that you really only need the speed in your swing for about a 1 to 2 foot area there, right at the ball. You know, it doesn't, you're not hitting the ball at the top of your swing, so you don't need any speed there. You need it to be kind of slow there and then gradually build to impact.
It's also amazing what the center of the club face will do.
That helps a lot.
We are talking with Chris Kirk, winner last weekend at the Crown Plaza Invitational. The win gets you back here in April, another Masters. Tell me about your first couple of experiences here.
It's been incredible. You know, I've played. It felt like decent. You know, the last few years at the Masters, you know, not as well as I would like, obviously. But you know, I feel like again, it's a golf course that suits my game pretty well. Just with the amount of creativity and touch required on and around the greens, I think definitely suits my game well. And it's a course that I am familiar with. We got to go and play once a year when I was in college at University of Georgia, and it's been back from time to time. I actually went and played about a week and a half ago with my dad and my brother. Terry McGurk is a member at Augusta and a friend of mine, the CEO of the Atlanta Braves. He was nice enough to bring us out there, and it was an incredible experience for not only for me, but for my older brother and my dad.
Good for you. You're another one. You mentioned Georgia. You're another one of the dogs playing well on tour over the last few years. Do you have any idea why that's the case? I mean, does Chris's program gear you for this, or why have you guys been so successful?
Yeah, he had, and still is, had a lot of years there where he did an incredible job of recruiting and brought in a lot of the best high school players in the country, he does a great job of providing you with everything that you need to get better at the game. You know, there was never any scheduled practices. There was never really anything that was mandatory, you know, as far as golf was concerned. But he brought in guys that wanted to be the best players in the world later on and wanted to play on the PGA Tour. And so he knew that he didn't have to push us to do anything. You know, we were out there competing against each other, whether it was chipping contests, putting contests, or in the qualifying series playing the tournament. We had a great group of guys that were competing every day against each other. And you know, I think that it's kind of funny how it's worked out now that so many of us have made it onto the tour and won on the tour. But it's just kind of, I think if you ask most of the guys, it's sort of, this was our plan all along. You know, I mean, it happened to work out probably better than statistically you would think that it would. But, you know, with myself and Brendan and Kevin and Brian and Hudson and Harris and Russell and all, you know, all of us that were close and played together and everything, you know, this is what we've been planning on doing for the last 10, 12 years.
You got 4 wins on tour. Does anybody recognize you off the golf course yet?
Very rarely. Very, very rarely. You know, I mean, if I go straight from the golf course to somewhere and still have on my golf clothes, then maybe. But, you know, in street clothes and jeans and a T-shirt like I've got on right now, then, yeah, it's very few and far between.
Can you imagine, I mean, would you want anything to do to have that, you know, whether it's Ricky, whether it's Phil, whether it's Tiger, I mean, just to be recognized everywhere, would you want that kind of life?
Not really. You know, I think it would be cool for about a month or so, and then you'd probably get pretty tired of it, you know, because it's, you know, most people that you're going to run into that would recognize you would be, you know, would be nice and, you know, just say, hey, good luck, you know, whatever. But there, you know, you would end up in a situation a lot of times where people, you know, people would want a lot from you, I would imagine. You know, I mean, I talked to Ricky about it a little bit on, we played together Saturday at the Players' Championship, and, you know, I think it probably wears on guys a little bit, you know, and that's something that people have sort of talked about with Tiger, why he over the years only played 18, 20 events, something like that. Him playing an event, because he's basically has people yelling at him constantly the entire time that he's at the golf course, that's so much more mentally taxing than it is for me. You know, even at a golf tournament, I can sort of just wander around and do my thing, and nobody really bothers me, you know. So it makes sense that Tiger would have to play so little, just because it would take a lot out of you, I think, just to be under such constant scrutiny.
Before I let you go, curious, any superstitions? Do you use anything special to mark your ball on the green?
I use a Georgia quarter. Not any particular one, but you know, the state quarters. I just use a Georgia state quarter. You know, I grew up in Atlanta and went to Georgia, and you know, I'm in Atlanta right now. We're actually moving back to Athens in 3 weeks. So my wife's from Georgia. We're definitely Georgia people, and I would imagine we'll stay that way for a long time. So that's what I've used for quite a while now.
He is Chris Kirk. He won the Crown Plaza Invitational last weekend at Colonial. It was great fun to watch. Chris, thanks for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.